A North Slope health worker says a February oil spill blowout has left lingering physical effects on villagers some 18 miles from the well. She says Nuiqsut villagers seem to have a high incidence of respiratory ailments this spring, although state officials blame the maladies on the flu. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Rose Maria Tungaruk spent 24 years as a community health aide in Nuiqsut. She told a group of Alaska Native and American Indian women leaders this week that respiratory ailments increased in Nuiqsut after the February Repsol blowout spilled thousands of gallons of drilling mud and released an undetermined amount of natural gas into the atmosphere.
They evacuated the crew from the site, but they did not evacuate our community that was 18 miles away. There was a rapid increase of respiratory illness in our village. With that event, our elders called me and let me know family members were being sent in to Barrow for help because they were having trouble breathing. Children were sent to Barrow. People are still sick.
Enda Tungaruk says Nuiqsut villagers only heard about the blowout through Facebook postings.
We had Native people working around the industrial area that notified our community, family members and others through Facebook, and that's how we found out that had happened. It took over a week for the North Slope Borough to come out with a response team to the community. It took till day number 12 to get sampling done of the air quality.
A diverter put in place after the blowout occurred channeled the gas away from the well, but Atungaruk says the gas was not contained. Repsol spokeswoman Jan Sieving would not comment on the health allegations, referring questions to the North Slope Borough Health Department. Sieving said gas only escaped from the blown-out well for 8 hours on the day of the accident. She says since February 16th, nothing has flowed out of the well and that it is closed with cement plugs. Joe McLaughlin, director of the State Division of Epidemiology, says Nuiqsut Village did not file a formal complaint with state health authorities in the days after the blowout.
We actually did receive word back in February, it was February 22nd, that there were some concerns about people with acute respiratory irritation and eye irritation shortly after the event. And that actually came to us through the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium.
McLaughlin said further investigation resulted in little evidence of a consistent type of illness among a large number of people in Nuiqsut.
But it wasn't clear that they all sort of happened at the same time. We really didn't have a large group of people, i.e., you know, more than five or six people who all had sort of a sudden onset of eye irritation and respiratory illness that you would expect with like an explosion.
McLaughlin says air quality samples taken by the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium after the event showed only background levels of the organic chemicals associated with a well blowout. He says a gas leak in a village line occurred during the same week as the blowout, causing confusion about the source of a local gas smell.
At the end of the day, we really weren't able to say whether or not definitively these people were exposed to volatile organic chemicals as a result of this explosion. The feeling was that the likelihood of a significant exposure was low.
McLaughlin says it is unlikely the well gas affected people because of the distance of the village from the Repsol well. The Division of Epidemiology keeps data on infectious diseases but has no records of incidences of respiratory diseases related to proximity to natural gas. McLaughlin says various viruses make the rounds of villages in Alaska every winter. And this year, the viruses peaked at the end of April, and it is most likely that a heavy flu season prompted many of the respiratory ailments. I'm Ellen Lockyer.
North Slope officials were contacted for this story, but declined comment.